Okay, so we're going to try this year to do a two-part shiur before Pesach, sugya which is connected to things we've been discussing throughout the Zman, so it's a little bit inyana d'yoma. Don't get misled by the one page. Doesn't mean we'll necessarily finish it either, but there's some very important concepts that we need to deal with in this sugya that we're going to get to hopefully this morning, and we'll continue with another next Sunday as well. Just a quick thought on the parasha. I think, when people get to Sefer Vayikra, they start to tune out a little bit. They're like, come on, Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini, really not much relevant in my life. What does this have to do with me? There's no karbanos, I'm not a kohen, I don't look kachim. As people start to tune out. But I think it's a mistake because I think at least in the beginning, or many of much of Sefer Vayikra is a very important lesson I think we all need to glean from. And that is, as I posed into my shul, I mentioned this, the drasha. I think the three hardest words in the English language to say is, I was wrong. Very hard to, and I told everyone, you know how I know it? Because ask your wife, she'll agree with me. Right? The three hardest words to say is, I was wrong. Now, this week's parasha, last week's parasha, really taught us that that is not a Torah value. The Torah actually acknowledges mistakes. That's why we bring a karma chatos. Torah tells you, bring a karma chatos because you make a mistake. What do you mean? I thought I don't make mistakes. No, human beings make mistakes. Only malachim don't make mistakes. And not only do human beings make mistakes, the most highest ranking human beings make mistakes. Like, what was the end of parashas Vayikra? We have the Sanhedrin was chayte, who made a mistake. Melech, a king, a nasi, goes all the way up to the top. It's because all human beings are subjected to make mistakes because we're human beings. And the Torah teaches us that it doesn't make us less of a person when we make a mistake. I think it makes us a better person when we acknowledge and we are aware of our mistakes and our wrongdoings and we deal with it. We learn and we educate and we go further. But the attitude of I can't be wrong and I can never make mistakes is just not is not a Torah value. And it's clearly not true in the world, right? Many professions have, insurances for people who make mistakes. So a lawyer came over to me after and said, is there rabbi malpractice? I said, oh, you bet there's rabbi malpractice at the highest level. At every field and industry that you have, there's someone that covers you in case you make a mistake. Why is that? Because people make mistakes. And that's really what I think one of the lessons of Karbanis is that it's okay to make a mistake. And the Sanhedrin had to, can you imagine Sanhedrin saying that they got it wrong? It takes a lot of guts for Sanhedrin to be the greatest ruling body in Jewish law to say, no, we got something wrong. We made a mistake. We erred in our decision. So that's, I think, a takeaway from all the Karbanis is to keep in mind that the Torah doesn't shy away from acknowledging one's mistakes. The Torah actually embraces it. By doing so, we bet and become, I think, better people and all around more wholesome people, and we're willing to acknowledge our shortcomings and our mistakes. Okay.
How many times did it happen?
I don't know if it, well, there is. The whole Mishnah is a hurrius, but all over it kept on happening. Plenty of discussions about it. So it did happen. Yeah. Okay. So today's sugya, I want to talk about. That's right. It is not easy, but short. I want to talk about a topic today which. I don't think people focus on a lot over Pesach, but it to me is one of the most shveristic Gemaras in Maseches Pesachim. And the Gemara is about 7 or 8 lines. But the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara, I think, needs a lot of explanation. And we'll see B'linezer more next week, maybe. It even has significant halacha l'maaseh ramifications as well. What I want to talk about is whether or not children are obligated in Dal Kaisis. Sounds like a funny conversation, but as we'll see and develop, it's much more than meets the eye. Besides, for obviously the simple ramification when you're setting a Seder table and you want to know, do I give the 10-year-old, 11-year-old a cup and do I have to make sure he drinks the Dal Kaisa? So you say, nah, he's a 10-year-old. Let him run around like the rest of the kids are doing. You say, no, he's 10, 11 years old. He's a Gila Chinuch. He's got to be at the Seder. He's got to drink the 4 cups and I got to get him a cup and I got to buy grape juice and whatever I need to do for him. But there's a lot of alumnus, I think, that is very much impacted by this small sugya over here in Pesachim. So let's start off right away from the Gemara. Number one, Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches says the Gemara Tan Rabban, Hakol Chayovim Ba'arba Kaisis Halol. Everyone is obligated in these 4 cups. Echad Anoshim, whether it be men, Ve'echad Anoshim, or whether it be women, Ve'echad Tinoikos, and children. Now, first thing that hits you is the Loshen Tinoikos. What age are we talking about? What's the age of Tinoikos? Now, sometimes in Gemara, we use the word ketanim. So here we use the word tinoikis. Is that supposed to tip us off that we're talking about a certain age of child? We're talking about perhaps a child even under the age of chinuch? Maybe tinoikis means younger than the age of chinuch. Maybe not. But the Tanakhama makes a comment that everyone must drink 4 cups, men, women, and children. Okay. So if we stop right here, the Tanakhama is telling us a chiddush that the children are chayiv in the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis. Fine. That part we can deal with. Somewhat. So that already we have a chiddush and on Amud Aleph in Pesachim. The Gemara tells us from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, we'll get to that Gemara in 3 minutes. We'll get to that Gemara in 2 seconds. That women are chayiv in Dal Kaisis also. The chiddush of this Tanakhama is that not only are women chayiv, even children are chayiv in Dal Kaisis. Now that's already going to open up a big Pandora's box, because what age are we talking about? If it's the age of chinuch, then there's no real chiddush. Every mitzvah the father has to be mechanech his child. And if you tell me it's the age of below chinuch, then it's a massive chiddush. Wherever do you find mitzvahs for children under the age of chinuch? You tell me you have a 3-year-old kid, you got to give him 4 cups of wine to drink at the Seder. What, why, what, when? We never heard such a thing. How could that be? That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Comes along, also not clear how to translate these words. Sounds like what purpose? Te'elis means purpose, right? What purpose do kids get drinking wine? So we'll have to see how to read those words in the Gemara. Elo says, Rabbi Yehuda, Michalkin lahem kloyim ve'agoizim be'erev Pesach. Instead, we distribute to them walnuts and nuts on Erev Pesach. K'dei shelo yishanu, so they shouldn't fall asleep. Ve'yishalu in the last questions. Now stop for a second. What conversation did Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda just have with each other? Tanakhama made a comment. Rabbi Yehuda made some form of a rebuttal. Then Rabbi Yehuda totally went sidetracked on us. He said, no, by the way, I happen to think there's no reason to give the kid 4 cups. But by the way, I have a new chiddush. I want everyone to know. Give them nuts on Erev Pesach. Wow. What is the conversation here? Is Rabbi Yehuda addressing the Tanakhama's concern? Is Rabbi Yehuda saying his own pshat? Is Rabbi Yehuda adding a chiddush? How do you posh a pshat read the conversation between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? Tanakhama walks in and says, four cups of wine has to be consumed by kids. Rabbi Yehuda's argument is, what do kids get out of 4 cups of wine? Which presumably means he's saying, I disagree with you, the Tanakhama. I don't think you should give kids 4 cups of wine. Ella, rather, I think you should give them nuts so they should ask questions so they shouldn't fall asleep. What's that ending? Is that a statement b'fnei atzmai? Is that connected to the original statement? Poshet. Again, how do you read the conversation here between Abihud and the Tanakhama? Very, very difficult. Then the Gemara continues. They say be'erev Pesach. He used to distribute the nuts on Erev Pesach kedei shelo yishanu. So the children should not sleep, v'yishalu, and therefore they will ask questions. So to me, this Gemara is extremely susum, very unclear what is going on over here. What we do have clear is that we have a sheet of a Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that children have to drink delicacies. Rabbi Yehuda presumably argues on that and adds something else, meaning he argues on the Tanakhama and says, by the way, don't give them wine, but instead give them ployim v'agoyzim, which...
What's the rest of your kingdom? It doesn't mean you can do more.
Exactly. So what did the Gemara want with the Rakiva? It seemed like what the Gemara wanted with this was to show you that that is the right practice. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush of distributing nuts and goyzim is a good practice. Now, does that mean the Tanakhama disagrees with that practice? Does that mean in the Tanakhama's world there is no inyan to give nuts to kids? And it's either or? Meaning what we'll have to figure out is, can we paskin like both statements in the Gemara? Which is what we do in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin to give kids wine, and we also paskin to give them the kloyim v'agoyzim. That seems to be what we'd call double dipping. That's taking the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. If you learn it, it's Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So it means the Tanakhama says no distribution of nuts. Rabbi Yehuda says no distribution of dal kaisis, only distribution of nuts. You can't have it both ways. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch, we take both halachas, which seems to be contradictory. Either you're passing like the Tanakhama, or you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. You can't pass them like both. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to be letting us in on a massive chiddush of the night of the Seder, that really, the kids are really, we're basically using our children on the night of the Seder. As weird as that sounds, because we have a mitzvah of Igad Tol Ben Chvayei Mahu, and you can't tell the children if they're sleeping. But says Rabbi Yehuda, you got to keep them up. Not because they have their own chiyuv. They're 5, they're 6, they have no chiyuv. They're babies. But you have the chiyuv of teaching your children Torah, teaching them about Tzibitzis Mitzrayim. Well, you can't teach a baby who's sleeping. So says Rabbi Yehuda, say you got to do all that you can do to keep them up, not because they be'etzem have chiyuvim. They're merely a pawn for me to be mekayim my mitzvah. That's what it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, right? I mean, the Tanakhama seem to have been saying, no, kids are people. They need to get dal kaisis on their own. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, kids are not people for dal kaisis. What are kids? They're really used for us to do our mitzvah. That's the simple reading.
Gedolim, it's only gedolim that the kids are using for.
No,
I'm saying that
they got. That's not true. Even by Ketanim. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that I don't think that the way to keep the kids involved is by giving them the Al-Kaisis. I think, but rather it's by giving them, because Rabbi Yehuda ends off, he says, Kidei Shlo Yishanu V'Yishavu. I mean, he has an agenda very clear. I want them to be awake and I want them to ask. Why do I want them to ask? Because they have mitzvahs, they don't have mitzvahs. This kid might be under chinuch. The answer is, I have a mitzvah of the gadol b'nechbayim. I have to tell my kid what to do. So therefore, I need to keep him up. So because I need to keep him up, I'm going to do this and that.
Why ask him to sleep?
Right, exactly. Well, it's not going to keep them up if you give them wine. That's right. So let's try to figure out what is going on in this gemara. So let's start off with the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes, the Echot Tinoikis. These two Rashbams are very shver, but very essential to the Sugya. Says the Rashbam, Echot Tinoikis is going in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says the children have to drink wine. Zokti Rashbam, why? Shegam mehem nigalu. They also left Mitzrayim. Right? We know that not only did women leave Mitzrayim, not only did men leave Mitzrayim, kids left Mitzrayim also. Therefore, Zokti Rashbam, that's Pshan the Tanakhama. The reason why the Tanakhama says that the children have to drink the Alkaisis is because they also left Mitzrayim. Now, what does that sound like to you? Sounds like the Svara we have by women. Of Afein Bay Sanes. To take a look at number three, says Igmar Sakam Abu Yushub and Levi, Noshim Chayev is Barba Kaisis, Salola, women are Chayev and Al Kaisis. Why? Sha'afein Hoyu Bay Sanes. So that's the vernacular the Gemara uses to describe women. Says the Gemara, why are women Chayev and Al Kaisis? This is something that people are not Zoyer in. Women Taka have to drink Dal Kaisis at the Seder, although it's a very busy time for mothers that are running, you know, that are women that are very involved in the preparation and the running of the Seder, they have to find the time to drink Dal Kaisis. Well, Shabbai says a chiddush where he says that even though we pass that an isha is not chayv beseba, he says but an isha has to drink a derech eres. The lady drinks a dal kaisis with, you know, one baby on one lap, another baby on the other lap, and she's trying to serve the soup with a third hand, right? So he also she's not yoy to derech eres. So even though a lady doesn't have to be massive at the seder, she at least has to drink the dal kaisis derech eres. So she drinks the dal kaisis, you know, while running into the kitchen to bring the next, you know, to keep the seder moving. He holds she's not yoy to, even though she doesn't have to be massive. But at least she has to drink a derech eres, right? Because when it comes to Lal Seder, men and women are equal. Now, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Afein Boy Sanes? That's a new vernacular. Afein Hoy Boy Sanes. What does that translate into English? They were also in the miracle. So we pointed out many times the famous Machlokes Rishonim how to learn this Gemara. The Rashbam, number four, learns what does it mean Afein Boy Sanes? The Omar Mesecha Saita. The Gemara tells us in Saita Bishchanoshim said Kani Shahoy Boy Sador Nigal. That women, not only were women also redeemed, but they were the reason for the redemption. Meaning, it's not just that they were also in the tzara and they got saved, but it's more than that, says the Rashbam. They were the reason for the geula. The chen gabi mikra Megillah, same thing with Megillah. Amar hachi, we say this, mishum da'ali de Esther, have it, because the miracle happened through Esther. The chen gabi Chanukah, misach Shabbos, and same thing by Chanukah. Not only were women in the tzara, they were the reason for the geula. So you see from the Rashbam, that he understood that Afein Bay Sanes doesn't just mean that they were in the same predicament as men. It means that they were the reason for the Geula. Because they were the reason for the Geula, that's why they're Chayiv in the Holocaust.
The Lashon is not normal.
Oh, one second. Do we know anywhere that kids were the reason for the miracle of Pesach? Oh, but here's my problem. The Rashbam, by us, number two, when he explains why children are Chayiv, all he says is, Sha'afein Nigalu. It means it's good enough to say that they were in the tzara. So if Rashbam felt comfortable enough to that be a reason to include children, why when it came to women did it have to be so lumpish? Why when it came to be mazbe the sugi of Noshim, the Rashbam said, it's not enough just to say that the women were also persecuted and were also saved from Mitzrayim. It has to be they were an integral part of the miracle. That's what we have to get to today also. That's part of our discussion today. Do we find other mitzvahs that we mechayev children because they were connected to the story? That's where we're going to go. So that's Tysus' kasha. Tysus over here, I didn't put it down. Tysus and Amtsachim asked his kasha. He doesn't think Af sounds like that. Af sounds like they were not the main, but they were also like the way Tysus learns the Gemara, right? Rashi and the Rashbam both learn Afein Bois and Ace means that they were the reason for the miracle. We'll have to get to that. We didn't see what age of children we're talking about.
Up to age 13 or 12.
That's also going to be my Machlokes Rishonim. We'll get to that today also, hopefully. Right?
How can they get fired in anything? That's on us, no?
Well, it could be the chiv is on them, but we're stuck with responsibility. Like we had by Mila, right? Like we're the apotropos of the children. We'll come back to that. It's a good point.
But I understand the lesson to Af, but don't. I think it just said because they were redeemed, like they were redeemed, like women were redeemed, just like everyone else.
So you're asking the Tysus thinks that Sha'af Haim Bois and Ace sounds more like his pshat, that they were also in the miracle. I mean, they also left Mitzrayim, not that they were the main reason.
No, but how could they couldn't do away the fact that they were naked? No, so it has to be higher level.
Why?
Why would they add it?
Why would they add an item? A description.
Everything no, right, but the, oh, so that's a good point. The chiddush over here is that women should be potter from dalakayis because it's mitzvah shas magram. Mitzvah shas magram, the rules women are potter. So Rabbi Shulman Levi is coming up and saying, you know what? I am bypassing that rule. We'll talk more about this in the Bishkorov in a second. But the chiddush of Rabbi Shulman Levi is Rabbi Shulman Levi is the same one in Megillah who says Nashma Chayev is Mikra Megillah. Why? Because he says since it's the svar of Afim Baisinays that somehow circumvents the old-fashioned rule of Zman Grum. So the question is, Mimonoshok. This is the kash on the Rashbam. If the Rashbam felt that you need to have a major reason to exempt women, the reason being that they were also the reason for the miracle, so why when it came to children was it just, okay, they were in the same tzar? That's a much, we'll call it a lower-level reason. And if that lower-level reason works for children, why doesn't it work for women? That's the kash on the Rashbam. What's the posh of the teretz for the Rashbam's kasha? Before we even see the brisker of. I think the teretz is very posh. Now, women start off, but etzem.
The mitzvah says on Svan Gmama, potters them, so you gotta get over that.
That's the way I wanna go.
By the children, you don't gotta get over that.
So you're gonna have to say like this. When you start off with children, children are not mufka from mitzvahs. Children are just not mechliv in mitzvahs because it's not practical, it's not fair, whatever reason you want to use. But here we have a rule on the books called mitzvah seishas, my grandma noshim tus. That's a big elephant in the room, so to say. If you want to move that, then you got to come up with a very compelling argument. Just saying that women were also saved might is not, perhaps is not strong enough to push away that p'tor. So therefore the Rashbam said, I need something massive. So he says, I got it. Not only were women in the tzara, they were the reason for the gula. Okay, good. That's a very strong reason. But when it comes to children, children are be'etzim not mufka from mitzvahs. Even though, again, as someone pointed this out to me, that's only true if we're talking about boy children.
Right, how about that?
There's girl children also. Okay, Echelam, you got to work that out. But if you're talking about, say, a boy is not mufka from mitzvahs. It's just that the Torah said we can't expect children to do certain things. But they're not removed from the parasha of mitzvahs. Therefore, maybe I don't need such a strong svara to get them to be into a mitzvah. Therefore, the Rashbam said, when it comes to children, it's sufficient to say that they were in the tzara. When it comes to women, you want to bypass a rule on the books called Zman Grama, that we don't mechayev women's Zman Grama. Then you need to come up with a real argument, a stronger, compelling argument, the argument of the fact that women were the reason for the geula.
By the way, but if you say it's a lower level job,
but,
you know,
then you have I'm only answering, I'm trying to answer up the Stira and the Rashbam. I'm saying now that it seems to be a Stira and the Rashbam. If the Rashbam is open to the fact that women are chayiv just because they were in the tzara, why is that not sufficient for women? And
if he's giving a reason for Nashim being part of the mitzvah, then that same could be applicable to children.
Correct.
So why didn't Rabbi Shimon ben Levi say that?
Because by children, you don't have it.
Rashbam has, according to Rashbam's idea, there is a difference.
Why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi didn't ask for
it? Yeah, because he doesn't have. We're unaware of the fact that children played an essential role in any of the miracles.
Right, but I'm saying, if you just read it by the way Tosfos is, why didn't it include children? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Correct.
So he's got a question, so he has to explain it.
Uh-huh. Right. It's a great point. 100%. You say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself wanted to limit the chiddush to Nashim and not to kul ketanim. But the question is, if Rabbi Shulman Levi is, when it comes to Ketanim, if Rabbi Shulman Levi is comfortable saying that a Katan is going to be Chayiv just because he was Nigalu, why would that not suffice? Meaning, you're right. Once he goes one way, then we understand why he wrote the other way. I hear what you're saying. It's a good point.
By the way,
it's a good aura, yeah.
When you said it before, like, that's only Legabe boys, but not Legabe girls, maybe you could say no.
Yeah.
Even Legabe girls, because we learned in Kedushin, what's the always mitzvah cessation as man and grandma, is because they're mechuyif to their husbands. And these kids aren't mechuyif to anyone, so maybe a girl and a boy have the same
thing. Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about that, Kasha. That's why a lot of people didn't like that shot. That the reason why you part of mitzvah as my grandma is because your husband and that stuff, because what happens for girls that are single?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So maybe here it's the same thing, that the boys and the girls would then maybe, be in the same category.
Might work.
So it's not enough community.
Maybe you could claim that Ketanim don't have the Ptor of Zman Grom yet. Again, it's against Chazal, but it works in Lomdus. I'm asking Lomdus, that could work.
Come on.
Okay. So that's L'chaira one horror that I have, is that this Rashbam maybe is a steer to the Rashbam later on. But we have to see the famous Briskerov over here. The Briskerov actually appears in Erchim. Briskerov is a very famous Briskerov. We've spoken about this Briskerov many times, but it's always kedai to see it one more time inside. Says the Briskerov like this: Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi is going on the Gemara in Erichin that Noshim Chayev is Mimikra Megillah. And Rabbi Shulman Levi said women are Chayev in Megillah, women are Chayev in Chanukah, and women are Chayev in Dal Kaisis. It happens to be, what's the common denominator between all three of those mitzvahs? They're all time sensitive, they're all Pesume Nisa, and they're all Medrabanan. It's interesting. That's the famous kasha of Tosfos over there. Tosfos by Asim Sachem asks, if there's such a svar called Afim by Sanes, so why can't women be chayiv in sukkah because of that? We know women are part of sitting in the sukkah. Why aren't women chayiv because Afim by Sanes? So Tosfos gives different terutzim. I think we spoke about this many years
ago. How were they in the nes? Just by being included?
Nanani HaKavet. They were also benefited from the Nanani HaKavet. I think we spoke about this the year of COVID. We did this sukkah together via Zoom. So anything that's done via Zoom doesn't really count. So we have to do it again. So Tosfos gives two terutzim over there. And so Tosfos says, right, so we know that women are chayv. There's really two kashas. Why aren't women chayv in sukkah because of afim b'yisanes? The other kash is, why aren't women chayv in matzah because of afim b'yisanes? We know women are chayv in matzah because kol sheyeshna, anyone that has a lav to eat chametz has a mitzvah to eat matzah. So say better. Why don't you say afim b'yisanes? So one of Tosfos' terutzim are that afim b'yisanes only works for the rabbanans. You can't be mechayiv someone on the level of a deraisa because of afim b'yisanes, which works out very nicely because the three places where we say afim b'yisanes all happen to be midrabanan. Megillah, Chanukah, and Dal Kaisis are all midrabanan. So the Biskurov class the following Chakira. How do you understand Rabbi Shulman Levi's Chiddush? Shulman Levi walks in and says that there's three mitzvahs on the books, that all of them are Zman Grama, which means in a regular world, women would be part of them, all of them. Yet they're always chai because afein b'yisanes. Claire the Biskurov the following Chakira. Yesh l'stapik. Im ha-pirish de mitam zeleka v'hu p'tura de mitzvah she'a Zman Grama. Of the following chakira. How do you look at Afein Bayis Hanes? Is Afein Bayis Hanes pushing aside the Torah of Zman Grama, which means we made up, there's a rule called Zman Grama, and Afein Bayis Hanes is such a compelling argument, it pushes aside Zman Grama. It says, don't look at Zman Grama, treat it like it's not Zman Grama. Says the Biskirov, Ima Pirush, the Mitam Zaleka, Behoop, Torah, the Mitzvah Shazman Grama, the Din Mitzvah Shazman Grama, Shaykh Afein Mitzvah Drabbana, because the rule of Mitzvah Shazman Grama applies even to a Drabbana. So if the Oilen remembers, we talked about this way back when we started Kedushin Daf Chof Tes, I don't know, many weeks ago, months already. We pointed out this is actually Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. We broke our heads a little bit on this Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not the Torah of Mitzvah Seshes Magram applies to Mitzvah Derabbanan or only to Mitzvah Deraisa. It's Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos and Brachas. Biskarov is assuming for Dava Pasha that we would assume that by Zman Grama women are potter by Derabbanans. Umemela Nichlal Bechiyu B'dekriyat Zemegil Hanember Ba'anosh. So if it says the Biskarov, do you say that whenever there's a swar of Afim Bayis Hanes, you know what Afim Bayis Hanes does? It basically says, don't look at the fact that it's Zman Grama and make believe it's not Zman Grama. Now, what happens when you make believe it's not Zman Grama? Men and women are equal, right? Because we start off being equal. Zman Grama exempts women. If you push away Zman Grama, we're back to the way we started. It's like a mitzvah to say, Shalei Zman Grama, where men and women are equal. Oy Dilma, maybe not, says the Biskura. Oy Dahave Chiyuv Miuchad Lenoshim Mitamze Da'afein Hoy Bayis Hanes. Says the Biskurov, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe Chazal aren't strong enough. Rabbi Shulman Levi wasn't strong enough to bypass the Torah of Zman Grama. So what did Rabbi Shulman Levi do? Rabbi Shulman Levi said like this. It can't be that women go by and are not involved at all in this miracle. It can't be. We got to get them involved on some level. Now, they perhaps can't be regularly involved because of the Zman Grama, but we'll try to create a new chiyah for women. That's the words of the Biskurov. Now, there's a lot to talk about with this Biskurov. Or be mechayiv them. No, that's awesome. Rabbi Shulman Levi says, we got to make women obligated in these three mitzvahs. Now, we can't because we have Zman Grama telling me I can't. So Rabbi Shulman Levi says, you know what, says the Biskurov? I'll create a new version, a knockoff version. Now, this is negated to, first of all, the famous Bahag. I don't want to go through it all over again. But then, you know, this
could be mechayiv,
exactly. The nafkamina between the Tutstadim and the Chakir, the Biskurov, is could a lady be moitzi a man? If you hold like the first side of the Chakira, that men and women are equal, so good, a lady can be mighty man. But if you hold like the second side of the Chakira, that we didn't wipe away Zman Grama, we gave them a Nuchiv, so who says that Nuchiv can be mighty a man? That's how many want to learn the Bahag. The Shita's Bahag in Mesechus Megillah is, Taisus Davdalid, is that women don't have a Chiv to read the Megillah, they have a Chiv to hear the Megillah. So everyone breaks their head to figure out why is it like that. So Quantis Biskarov, it's very Gishmak. We couldn't give women a Chiv Kriya, because a Chiv Kriya would be exactly like men, and they can't be exactly like men because it's a mitzvah Shana Grama. So we have to create a new version of the mitzvah. What was the new version of the mitzvah? A Shmiya. Different type of mitzvah. That new type of mitzvah is not the same as a man, and therefore a lady can't be mitzvah a man. So in theory, she can mitzvah another woman. Correct. Now, if you hold it the first side of the Biskarov, then men and women are 100% equal, because Afein Bayis Hanes took the Torah and pushed it away. Now let's just think about this for a second. L'fi zeh, how would this work by Ketanim? Tanim l'chayra, yesh lov now. If Afein Bayis Hanes can take a person who really has a chiyuv, just has a p'tur and push away the p'tur, would afein by senes also push away a kid's p'tur of chinuch? Or maybe not. I mean, what I'm trying to get at over here is, based on this brisker of chakiro, how would you apply this to children? Would you say, well, same thing by children. Children have a p'tur called being children, and afein by senes pushes away that p'tur. Or maybe
that's
not.
Why he didn't say afein.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe afein by senes, according to the brisker of chakiro, might only work if you have someone who's really in the parsha. They have a p'tur, so the p'tur gets pushed away. Ketanim have a whole different sugya. They're just not chayv in any mitzvahs. So for them, you're not, afein by senes is not the right vernacular. That's what you got to work out. That's part of the chakira, and that will be impacted by the Biskarov's chakira. Because according to the Biskarov, the second side of the chakira maybe would be better for ketanim. That what? Really, we can't be mechayev ketanim. Ketanim not chayev anything. But we can't just let it go without having ketanim be involved. Now, it happens to be that the Biskarov's chakira makes much more sense if you plug in the machloikis of afein by senes. Why? If you hold afein by senes, just means they were also in the tzara, so then you can hear the first side of the chakira. Because they were in the tzara, maybe we push away and we let women be obligated. The second side of the chakira is no. Women have to be involved in this mitzvah. You know why? Because they were pushed. They made the miracle. They got to be involved somehow. So we got to bypass whatever obstacles we have to somehow create a chiyuv to include women.
But if that committee doesn't fire,
which
they're not going to look anybody in.
Well, why can't a cut me when Dal Kaisis, you mean?
Right,
so I didn't yet plug this in. This Chakira could be plugged into Megillah. Now, is there a tzad to say that children should be chayiv in Megillah also?
They can't be located by anger.
Why not?
They're
but again, if they're chayiv because of Afein by Sinei,
there's no question they're not chayiv at the same level because they're Kherakata.
They're not chayiv at the same level as who? Perhaps, what about as Anisha?
Also, I think
they're covered by
Motzi
Anisha, but not on them. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll get to it. We'll come a little bit
about it. Rabbi,
yeah.
Could you do me a favor? Could you just explain again the Chakira, the Grizz, and also how does that work? As far as Mrs. Seisha's man grandma, the women are potter. That works both by Mrs.
So that's a Macholikis Mishayim, Rashi Taishas in the Brachas. Biskarov's assuming that it does apply to Mrs. Seisha, the Rabbah.
It does.
Even though it is Macholikis Rashi Taishas.
Right.
So the Biskarov's Chakir is, when we're saying that women are chayiv in Megillah or Chanukah or Dal cases, the problem is we have the Pturah's man grandma in our face. What do we do with that? So the first side of Chakir is we push it aside. We say suspend the rules of his man grandma. Why do you suspend it? Because of Afein by Senes. We have a very strong svara called Afein by Senes, and because of that, we're going to suspend the p'tur of Zman Grom.
That's the only place.
Correct. Only three places we do it.
You see that it works by a drop on it?
Yeah, that's what we're assuming.
Okay, in the second side.
The second side of the Chakira is no. We're not suspending that regular rule of Zman Grom. Women are really potter from any one of these three mitzvahs. But Chazal said it can't be that women don't have a shaykhah to these mitzvahs. They need to have something. So we made up a new version. We created a new version. They don't have the regular man chiyuv. They have their own new version called a new din rabbanon called afein bayis anes.
But it has nothing to do with mitzvah seishas man grama.
No, it's nothing to do with the regular mitzvah that the men have. It's a new adapted version for women. So the question is, how does this chakir plug into ketanim? If ketanim are going to be chayiv with the same idea, so you'll have to go through the same chakir by ketanim. Is the pshat by ketanim we suspended the regular rules of ketanim being part of a mitzvah because of afein bayis anes? Or the other side of the chakir, we said, no, children can't be chayv and mitzvahs, but we'll give them like a knockoff version of it. I'll show you in Rishonim, late Rishonim, Abu Draham, was mamas, the end of the Zman HaRishonim, he seems to go like one of the tzadim of the briskerah. Okay, now that's just the hakdama to understanding the possibility.
I don't understand how the second chakira gets around the problem of mitzvah seishas man grama.
It doesn't really, that's the problem. The second side of the chakira is that we're acknowledging that women can't be chayv, but we'll give them something else. Now, so obviously in Lomdus, it's missing because to the extent that we didn't want to give them X, why is it okay to give them Y, right? The answer is, Chazal is saying that we can't completely suspend the rules of Zman Grama, but we'll play around a little bit to give them a new, watered-down version of the mitzvah.
But you can't plug it into the kids.
Why?
Because the women were involved in the mitzvah, according to that side of the Kakira.
Right.
So the kids were not involved in the mitzvah.
Plug the Biskarov... So this Biskarov is much nicer when you plug it into the Machloikis, Rashbam, and Tosfos, and Halo, and Afein by Senes.
Yeah.
Right, it's much more geschmack to learn it that way. If But we have a Tanakama here. Tanakama says the Echa Tinoikis. Right? We got to explain the Tanakama. Tanakama seems to say simple pshat that children are chayiv in this mitzvah. I children are not chayiv in any mitzvah. The answer is no. This one's different because afim nigal, like the Rashbam says. That's what we're struggling with over here.
Another question: when we spoke about Mr. Shaita's Mangrama, the patur seemed to be unique to women. How are children even in this discussion?
They're not. They're in this discussion because they happen to be a group of people that are potter from mitzvahs for a different reason.
But here we're saying a different reason.
Correct. Now, it's obviously more difficult to understand how could we mechayev children. It's too hard to mechayev children. They don't even listen to their parents, let alone get them to sit down to do mitzvahs. And we'll talk in a few minutes, hopefully, that befrat when it comes to dalkaisis. Dalkaisis doesn't just mean drink four cups of grape juice. Kids can do that. They got to do it ala seder, ala hagada, over a specific amount of time with a certain amount of statements said over it. Good luck having a five-year-old sit down and go through the whole seder. That would mean the kid has to go through the whole seder. Almost impossible. If we're talking about a kid, which we'll see in a second, might be one of the studs. So let's... Definitely. Yes.
Part of it, but there wasn't...
Clearly, there is some emphasis. Right. Clearly, Leil Pesach is the one night where children dominate the stage. They dominate the stage. They are the center of all the attention is Leil Pesach. That's for sure true. The question is, now we're taking it to levels of mitzvahs. You want the kid to get say Manashtan in 12 languages. Very nice. It's beautiful. It's cute. But here we're talking about the chiyuvim. We're talking about chiyuvim now. So let's see. What is it? This is something that we have to start off with. What is the case of Tinoikis in the Gemara? How old? So we have two choices. Higiyah l'chinuch. Shalai higiyah l'chinuch. Now, if it's higiyah l'chinuch, there's no grace l'chiddush over here. You have to mechanech in every mitzvah. You have to mechanech in Morer, in Matzah, in Shabbos, in Yom Tov, and everything. So if the Tanakhama just meant that it's al chinuch, doesn't sound like that from the Gemara.
Kol chayav.
Right, kol chayav, and he puts them together with men and women, so it sounds like it's the bigger chiddush. Take a look in the Karban Nisan. Well, let's go back for a second to number two. Let's read the Rashbam for a second. So the first Rashbam we already had difficulty with. Let's wait till we get to the second Rashbam. The second Rashbam in source number two is commenting on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein toyel matel sleishli tinoikis b'yayin." So before you see the Rashbam, if I ask you, how would you translate Rabbi Yehuda's time? Rabbi Yehuda's time is very posh. What do kids get out of wine? It's a wasting everyone's time. They're going to fall asleep. They're not going to enjoy. They're not going to get anything out of it. It's time to waste. That's the chiddush of the time of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Rashbam, "Haloi p'turin min ha-mitzvahs." Really? That's the taina. What's it? That's not the taina. The taina l'chor should be is they don't enjoy it. They're gonna throw up. They're gonna not enjoy that. The dal kais is supposed to be derechers. It's supposed to be a reflection of freedom. A little kid drinking a cup of wine is not a reflection of anything. So
no, but if you say the reason is that they're included in the nest, so even the tinaikas were included. So therefore, you have to say. That's right.
But if the Dalai Kaisers are supposed to do something more than just drinking, consuming wine, they're supposed to give off a certain feeling and a certain hargosha. Kids don't. I mean, that's the Lashon of Yehuda, right? Matri Ls Yesh Lutinoikis B'Yayin. What purpose do kids get out of wine?
Right.
What's Yehuda saying? Dr. Rashbam, they're potter from mitzvahs. First of all, that's not the words of Yehuda. A. B. If we're talking about a child who's a Gil L'chinuch, then Yehuda's wrong. Matri Ls Yesh Halib Tur Man Mitzvahs. Not from the mitzvah of Chinuch. Elamai, it comes out that the Rashbam learned the Gemara totally different than all of us. The Rashbam learned we're talking about a child who's under the age of chinuch, and it's taka potem in a mitzvah even from the mitzvah of chinuch.
Well, that's why the Gemara said chinelkos.
Correct. Very good. Gavaldik gediyuk. Many achrenim make this diyuk that the loshon Gemara tinoikus is not katanim. This diyuk is made by many gedolei achrenim. The loshon tinoikus means even children under the age of chinuch. So now we just really went to a whole new world. Now we're saying not only does the Tanakhama hold children above the age of chinuch have to drink dal kaisis, children under the age of chinuch have to drink dal kaisis. Now we're talking about 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds have to drink dal kaisis.
Same question, the Matael is by mitzvah hakel, right?
Very good.
Matael, and the answer is mitzvah chal v'yeh.
Gevaldik. Very good. That's gevaldik getushta. That's the other time we find it. We're again the same concept. We're using kids. We're trying to figure out what role do the kids have vis-a-vis our kima mitzvah. So by Hakel, the Torah Taka says bring the children. And we have to figure out the reason why we bring them is just to get leaders chalam evim. Because it all comes back to the adults. Children can't have their egg in the chiyuv. So here also, Matel means what do the kids get out of this? Elamai must be, we're not doing it for them, we're doing it for us. Just like by Hakel. Very good. Very geshmak. But the chayrus comes out according to the Rashbam, we're talking about children under chinuch. 5-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 3-year-olds. Now, if you look in the Karban Nesanel, it's even more mefurish. The Karban Nesanel writes, Venerally, the Rabbein was explaining the Rosh. The Karban Nesanel understood in the Rosh that the Rosh understood the Tanakhama was talking about children under the age of Chinuch. He just added us a big chiddush over here. Says the Karban Nesanel, why are you giving kids cups of wine? To keep them awake. He thought giving the kids the wine would keep them awake at the Seder. That's not the way we learned the Gemara. We learned the Gemara that giving them cups of wine is because that's my chiyuv and dalal kaisis. Says the Karban Nesanel, no, it's to keep them awake. Now, if that's a pshat, now Rebbe Yehuda makes much more sense. Now the Taki having machloikis, in what? How do you keep the kids awake? Tanakama thinks giving them dalakosis will keep them awake. Maybe this is not that. That's not going to work. Ella valze heil elu hashav Rabbi Yehuda mate elze tenaikis b'zeh shleishanu. Ella mechalak lan koyim v'agoyim b'zeh shleishanu v'yishal. Avo b'tenaikis shegiel chenoch. Islam lemeima Rabbi Yehuda meidel tanakama. Said the Karban Nesanel, the whole machloikis tanakama Rabbi Yehuda is by katan shleigiel chenoch. But if you have a kid who's 8, 9, 10 years old, of course he's chayiv like every mitzvah al chenoch. Even the
Din Dalakosos or just a general Din Chinuch?
Very good. According to this Karban Nesanel, it's just a regular Chiyuv of Chinuch like we have by all mitzvahs. It's nothing special. It's not a special mitzvah. It's not like, oh, this is a unique mitzvah. It's nothing special. It has nothing to do with Afein Bais Hanes.
It's nothing to do with Hamis.
That's right. Nothing to do with anything. It's regular. That's right. It's regular Chinuch that we have. Correct. So if we go like this, again, according to the Karban Nesanel, it comes like this. Machloikis Tanakam Rebbe Yehuda is by Katan Shaloi Higir L'Chinuch. But Rebbe Yehuda agrees that the kid would be Higir L'Chinuch. Avada, you'd have to give him one. 1 second, the Karban Nesanel has a good point. But what happened to the words of Rebbe Yehuda? Mate El Slei Shetanek V'Yayin. You think an 8-year-old gets more geshmak out of wine? So he says, Ki Av She'en HaTinoikis Te'eles, even though children still don't enjoy wine, Mikomokim Chiyuva Ala Av L'Chanchoi. Says the Karban Nesanel, once we're in the world of chinuch, I don't care if the kid likes it or not. It's not about liking it. It's about doing the mitzvah. If it's under bar mitzvah, if it's under chinuch, so you're going to tell me, why would you give the kid a mitzvah of something he doesn't enjoy? Good. But now that he's a gil l'chinuch, says the Karban Nesanel, I don't care if he likes it or not. He's got to do it.
So he's basically substituting the agozim for the yayin.
Something like that.
Why is he doing it erev Pesach?
It's a great question. That's a very good question. Very good question. The Achronim bothered, very much bothered with this. So some people change the gears and they put in Leil Pesach instead of erev Pesach. But
I was thinking he gave it to them then, but he said don't.
Right. The Achronim mutual with this. It's a very good question. Yeah, it's a very good question. If the pshat is that, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, they asked him, what are you giving this? And so I'll answer at the Seder.
Right. Good question. No, I tell my kids now, don't ask me any questions now. Till Leil Pesach. Can I have a drink? No, wait till Leil Pesach. Could be. Possible. And a chrami. Yeah.
I know walnuts are true to that. You take them before a fast so that the next day they'll actually be strong.
That's the way it works. Okay. Yeah. Could be that's the alumnus. Now, so what comes out is like this. According to these Rishonim, according to the Rashbam and the Rosh, this is the Pella, guys. It comes out that the Tanakhama holds that a child under the age of Chinuch has to drink Dalal Kaisis. Wherever do you find the mitzvah on the books that children under the age of Chinuch have to do? Good luck. Maybe Bris Mila, according to some Rishonim. Other than that, you don't find such a thing. So that's Rebbe Yehuda's Taina. Ma Te'el. So how come it's Shiny? Under the age of Chinuch? So Rebbe Yehuda says, yeah, if it would be the age of Chinuch, then an Echnami would be Chai. If you learn like this Mahalach, although it's very hard in Lumdis, it would answer one major kasha. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch for a second. Simon Tach Ayin Beis, number 7. Says the Mechaber, Tinoik Yishegi L'chinuch, children who hit the age of chinuch, mitzvah litein l'chol echad k'soy l'fonav. There's a mitzvah to give each one their own cup. So right away, what should bother you at the Shulchan Aruch? Mitzvah. What's mitzvah? What do you mean mitzvah? Chiyuv, mitzvah. Mitzvah sounds like it's nice, but not obligatory. Right, it also doesn't say the drink, it just says have it there. We'll come back to that, maybe. Well, usually...
It sounds like this is on the parent to give the child a cup.
Correct. So why? Because what are we talking about? We're talking about Higir L'Chinuch. The kid's already 9 years old. So you have a mitzvah of chinuch. So I would have learned Pshat the Mechaber. Mitzvah means my mitzvah of chinuch. Not from a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. Mitzvah means the mitzvah of chinuch kicks in and dictates that I have to set a table for my 10-year-old. Fine. Let's see the next halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Mamash the next halacha. Mitzvah lechadek l'tinoikis kloyim ve'agoizim tzei sheyiru is a mitzvah to distribute to the children, ployas vegoizim, kadesha yeru, they should see, shino ye change, v'yishalu, and they should ask.
By the way, what's types of ployas?
So different types of nuts. Types of nuts. Vegoizim are walnuts, ployas, different types of nuts. Oh, 1 second. These two halachas are contradictory. The first halacha means you're passing like the Tanakam. The second halacha means you're passing like a Yehuda. You can't have it both ways. Oh, but if you hold like the Rashbam, it's not a problem. Why? Because according to the Rashbam, the whole machloekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is under the age of Chinuch. But once you hit the age of Chinuch, everyone's on the same page. So then it's beautiful. The first halacha on Shulchan Aruch is the Kulei Amar. And then the second halacha is taka like a Yehuda. Not a steer at all. It's beautiful.
It's not even a steer in Shulchan Aruch, because he says Shegiu Lechinuch in the first one. And he leaves it out.
Right. But that's only after we have the premise. And again, problems we have the Gemara still, right? The Gemara said that Tanakama says give the kids wine, and Behuda says give the kids nuts. And the assumption is the two don't agree. The way we worked it out, now the two do agree. I mean, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we talk a passing like a Behuda. The passing like a Behuda, they're supposed to give koyas to the children. But according to Behuda, you don't give wine. The answer is yes, you do, if the kids are Gia Lechinuch. And therefore, according to the Rashbam / Karban Nisanel, once the kid reaches a Gia Lechinuch, he is Chayiv, even according to Behuda. So now we talk about it. I'll give you the
honest in this whole thing. Maybe kids are a little different altogether. In other words, when we say that they have the chiyuv to drink dalad kaisis and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You said that they got to wait to the end to their gutter. Who says? Who says they have a mitzvah on magid? We don't know that.
So that's the number nine. So Moshe Sternbach in his Haggadah is bothered with this kasha. If you hold like the Rashbam and the Karban Asano, that the Tanakhama is talking about a kid who shalai gilchem, it's almost impossible. Which 4-year-old do you know that's going to drink Dalat Kaisis al HaSeder? That means he has to have Kaddish, he has to wait till get the Magid, drink it over the Magid, then he has to bench, and then he has to get the Halal. Most 4-year-olds are not making it that far. So, effectively, Moshe Sternbach, what world is the Tanakhama in?
But it depends on what the Dalat Kaisis are. Derecheres, or maybe throughout the Haggadah.
Good, well,
it's only Derecheres.
I'll have to get to that a little bit more next week.
You can drink in Bavas Achas. If it's only
the Gemara says that Shasim Bavas Achas. We'll talk to Akim Marbelin at the next one. But let's see where Moshe Sternbach points out. He says, doim it to the brisker rav. Again, but I think is once we have this brisker rav, I think we have a little bit more wiggle room to say that we're going to maybe be mechayev ketanim with a new version of the mitzvah. Meaning not that women and men and women and children are all the same. Women are maybe the same as men, but children have a watered down version of Dalat Kaisis. Their own version of Dalat Kaisis. Again, Befrat, if you go like the Biskarov, because according to the Biskarov, we can't just deal with the elephant in the room that children are potter, so we can't pull that. So we say, you know what? We'll come up with some way to get them in. So Rav Moshe Sternbach writes similar to that. He says in his Haggadah, it's amazing. Haggadahs are one of the largest industry of printed is Haggadahs. I have on my computer hundreds and hundreds of Haggadahs. Everyone and their cousin printed a Haggadah. It's a great business. Print a Haggadah of, you name him. Every year they're always coming up with a new one. I don't know who the new one this year.
Rasta.
That's the new one this year?
Yeah. And Rabbi
Rice.
Rabbi Rice also.
Rabbi Rice. Rasta.
Okay. I'm not such a big buyer of Haggadahs. His Haggadah's out. I saw that also.
You can't have rice.
What?
You can't have rice at that.
Okay, so let's see what Moshe Sternbach says. He says, the nigga shechiv kana b'dal koisis einoy mikoya chinuch ba'almo. Not chinuch. Obviously, because according to the Rashbam, we're talking about shalai yigilchem. Chazal wanted kids to be involved in Dalat Kaisis. They wanted them to be involved. Why? Because they were also in the miracle. Now, that's not exactly what the Rashbam said, right? The Rashbam didn't say Sha'af Heine Bois Anes. As we pointed out, that's not what the Rashbam said. Okay. The Imkain, Shaykhil Dalat Kaisis, Shemitakhdami Kor Bishwilom. But Avshep Turim Mehaseder, even though, as Michael pointed out, they don't have to do the rest of the Seder, Leiniftaru Midal Koyseh Shechiyuv Shtiyashani. They maybe don't have to drink it ala Seder. They don't have to drink it. They don't have to do Magid. They don't have to do Haseba. Oh, but they have to do something when it comes to Dalat Kaisis. V'kivin she'enu mechuyovim ma'amiru le'ma'akev etzla ma'amiru. The only reason why I need a Seder, meaning he's saying that the din of Shtiyas Dalat Kaisis ala Amir is if you have a Chiyuv ala Amir. But since children don't have that, and they have their egin of their own Chiyuv to drink Dalat Kaisis. So I think that what you could say over here is very geshmak, that according to these Rishonim, they don't have the regular chiv. It's a shtickle doichik in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Echad anoshev, Echad anoshev, Echad tanek. It sounds like they're all the same. According to this, they're not the same. There's men and women and children are involved on their own level with their own Prati Hadin.
So according to this from Moshe Sternbach, it would come out maybe halacha l'maisa that they don't even have to wait until it says, because
correct.
Oh, you know, if you want to be for them, you have a little kid, he's got to go to bed.
Yeah, something to think about. Something to think about. It might depend on one of the different reasons we shine them.
Because it's not all the dinner for you have to say someone.
It might be totally, again, you can't have them drink on. It might be totally in why you can't make early Pesach. I ain't sure.
No. Yeah, except for double.
I mean, even for again, we're still not playing. We're not going to give the kid an early Pesach either. If you hold you can't make early Pesach because it's exeris hakasav, so that I don't think you can play with that. There's only
even
so much.
For a kid?
I don't think so. I think there's got to be still some resemblance of the ikur tzuras hamitzvah.
And presumably, the arba kasav for a kid are not, you know, 4.5 hours.
We'll get to that the next week. We'll get to that next week.
And
Achanan, you're going to have to say that. You're going to have to say that, right? You might have to. Now, let's take a look over this.
Question before you have in Haggadah?
Not because, well, yes. The answer is yes, women are chayav in Haggadah. Love that because of laughing by Sanis. Maybe for other reasons. But women are chayav in Haggadah, 100%. Yes, they are chayav in Haggadah. Now, let's take a look. Yeah. That's all it is.
But how come though we don't have a Gemara that says by Purim that they're chayav in the killing?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Blin Eder. I hope to get to that at some point. I mean, based on everything we're saying, it should come out that children should also be chayav in Megillah. Now, and Hanukkah is interesting because it's not so negeya because most kids don't have their own home. But Itaka does say in Shulchan Aruch, if you have a kid who's a Gia L'chinuch, he has his own house, Itaka chayav in Menorah. That's Higia L'chinuch.
Here we have
Shalom Yilchanah. Here in the Rashbam, we're going Shalom. So let's take a look at the Ma'aril. Listen to this Ma'aril. Ma'aril says, "Ulatinuk shegiel lechinuch kasev arosh tetzarech." The Ma'aril lived later. Ma'aril lived in the 1400s. So he writes, "For a child who's a giel lechinuch, the Rosh says, yeah, I gotta give him a kaisus." Miu sugyade talmude mat mashma lechayra shalom higiel lechinuch. Says the Ma'aril, but I disagree with the Rosh. I think the Gemara sounds like even children under the age of a chinuch, you also have to give. That's like the Rashbam. Now, why does the Maril think the sugya Talmudei Mashma? What from our Gemara gives the Maril the impression that our Gemara is talking about shalegi al-chinuch? The answer is the word tinoikis. The word tinoikis, right? 100%. The word tinoikis, the Maril felt, is sounds like we're talking about under the age of chinuch. So we have a Rashbam, a Maril, a Karben Nisano, all learning that the Tanakhama's world is under the age of chinuch, which is amazing. We have a place in Shas where a child under the age of chinuch actually has a mitzvah. Now, the question is, why did the Rashbam get himself into such trouble? What made the Rashbam and the Maril and these Rishayim learn the case that it's under Higiel L'chinuch? Under Higiel L'chinuch is such a strange age. We don't have mitzvahs at all. So you'll tell me the Lashon HaGemara. I think that's one
Hechonah.
Meaning when the Rashbam, right, when the Rashbam looked at our Gemara, and the Gemara says Echad Tinoikis, he said, "What? Okay, must be children even under the age of chinuch." But there might be another reason why the Rashbam did this. There's a big machlokes b'shoinim in Brachas. Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on? Is the mitzvah of chinuch on the father, or the mitzvah of chinuch is on the son himself? Whose mitzvah is it? So Rashi in Brachas Davam Ches over there, the Gemara is discussing a shaila: can a son bench for his father? We might as a whole discussion, depending how much the father ate. If the father ate kedei sevia, which means he's chayv midiraisa, the father only ate kezayis, then he's chayv midrabanan. So in the middle of the cheshbon, Rashi points out, why don't you say that when a child is a gil lechinuch, he should be able to be mighty his father because now he has a chayv, zot Rashi. Ahu afilu midrabanan loy mechayv. The aleh da'avuahu diramye lechanuche. Zot Rashi, that the mitzvah of chinuch is not on the son. Not the pshat that the son has a mitzvah to bench on a rabbanim level. The father has a mitzvah for the son to bench, which means Rashi, and this is the sheet of the Ritvan Megillah also, Taisus and Brachot disagrees. Okay, but the many Rishayim hold that the chi of chinuch is not the son's problem, the father's problem. Now, why is that relevant to our sugya? Because if you hold like this Rashi, it could be this is why the Rashbam didn't want to learn we're talking about regular higil chinuch. If we'd be learning it's regular higil chinuch, whose chi is it? Father's. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. What does it say in the Gemara? Echad nashim, which means men have to do it, women have to do it, and children have to do it. Children have to do anything. If it would be the regular rules of chinuch, then it would come out that the father has a mitzvah, so it doesn't fit into the Lashon Gemara. It's not a chiv on the kid, it's a chiv on the father. Now we're learning it's a new chiv. There's a chiv on the kid. A baby under 3, under 5, under 8 has to drink the alcohol. No, that's a chiddush. This is the only place where we have that there's a chiyuv to do something for a child under the age of chinuch. No, but if it would be regular chinuch, regular chinuch, kid's 9 years old, so then you wouldn't say the chiyuv is on the child. It would be the chiyuv. So the lashon of the Gemara sounds like it's different. Why is it different? Because it's shalai yigiyah lechem.
And it's on who?
That, again, it's hard to say 5-year-old kids have chiyuv. But you can't, at least the Lashon HaGemara means like it's a chiv of the gavra of the child as opposed to the father's chiv to give to the kid. Practically, the kid's not going to go and buy a bottle of ketan grape juice, but it's going to be like bris milah. That the chiv is really on the kid, but the mutal achrai is on the parent. Now, if that was easy, now it gets complicated. There's a taisis in Pesachim Dav Tzadi Tes. Very difficult taisis we have to try to figure out.
That answers both of
them. That luchai would make everything better, right? Correct. Now, let's take a look at taisis in Pesachim for a second. Taisis over here is a very geshmaka taisis. Taisis over here is discussing, does everyone need their own 4 cups, or can we pass around the cup? Share the cup. Right? 1 cup and everyone shares it. Everyone takes a swig and we pass around the cup.
Don't you have to have a share?
Okay, good. That's why this taisis is very geshmak. So middle of, towards the end of taisis, start where taisis says, the second line, umiu bi gemara mashma, says taisis, however, from the gemara mashma, should tzarech kol echad arba kaisis. Everyone needs their own 4 cups. Why? The Tani says in our Gemara, Hakol chayavim barba kaisis, echad noshe v'echad tinoikis. Rebbe Yehuda Mateel Tlatinoikis B'yayin. Mashma, Delatanakam, Tzorich Kois Avlatinoikis. Says Taisvis, that what? Rebbe Yehuda is saying, what do kids get out of wine? So says Taisvis, must be that according to Tanakam, the kids are actually drinking the wine. Not just taking a little leftovers from their father, right? Kids do that every Shabbos. Elamai says the Taisvis, it means that according to the Tanakam, the kid is mom is drinking 4 full cups. On that, Rebbe Yehuda is saying, what kid gets anything out of 4 full cups? Says Taisvis. So that's a riot. So Taisus, maybe not. V'yesh l'tchoyz. D'chayovin l'shmoya brochoyz ala koyzoyz ka'amar u'mishum chenuch. Well, says Taisus, maybe in Echrami. Maybe when it says akol chayovim, it doesn't mean that everyone actually has to drink 4 cups. It means everyone has to have 4 cups in front of them when the brochas are recited over it. Why is it Taisus? Mishum chenuch. So what do you see from Taisus? He's learning that we're talking about the age of chenuch. Not like the Rashbam who's under the age of chenuch. Now, what is this chinuch? It means that the kid would have a cup in front of him. And dalakais doesn't mean drink 4 cups. It means recite brachas over 4 cups. You don't have to drink it.
Isn't it the same?
So this is really a big shayla that comes up in many shuls by shal shuris. A lot of shuls, they bench alakais shal shuris. They don't drink the wine. They don't use it for havdal either, many shuls. So the shayla is there's still a maila of Ayin Shem, right? Whether or not there's still a mile of Kois Al Yayin. But over here, it's more geshmak. Because over here, let's stop for a second. What exactly is the role of the Dal Kaisis? Not about drinking 4 cups. Haraya, if you drink them, Shasam Bezachas Elo Yotzim. Each part of the Haggadah where you have the cup is because whatever was recited should be recited over that cup. Haggadah Ala Kois, right? Kiddush Ala Kois, benching Ala Kois, Halal Ala Kois. So it's really the recitation over the cup is what gives the cup its chashivus. So Tosfos has a tzad over here that maybe according to the Tanakama, there's no drinking of the wine. There's no drinking. But there should be 4 cups in front of a child or cups in front of the child while the Dal Kois are taking place. This is a new pshat in Tanakama now. Not the pshat according to the Tanakama, the kid's going to drink 4 cups, but rather there should be cups in front of the child that he should see that you make brachas, you say things over the cup.
That's what the
Shulchan
Aruch says.
That's the one with that glass in like that, right?
That's the chinuch that you're giving.
And that might be the chinuch.
You can't give him a chinuch to drink.
Right.
That's it.
Because Mateyelis. So 1 second. If that's a pshan and Tanakama, what's the Behuda's Taina? Mateyelis, Leish Tanakis Miyan, they're not drinking the wine. Doesn't hurt the kid. What was the Behuda's Taina? Behuda comes in and says, Mateyelis, Leish Tanakis Miyan, what do kids get out of wine? But they're not drinking it. What's the problem? Bishlam, if you learn like most of us would have learned the Gemara, that according to the Tanakam, the kid drinks 4 cups. I hear it, he's just time. But now Taisvus is saying the kids don't drink the cup, it just sits down the table. What's the Behuda's time? Matar El Seish Tanakis behind. What's the problem?
Well, that's not going to interest the child. You just sit in front of the cup. And also, the whole idea is really to keep.
Again, that's if you learn that the role of the Dal Kais is to involve the child in the same.
Rabbi Akiva makes sense because.
Exactly. That's right. So that's
Rabbi Yehuda is saying that since the purpose is to say all these things, the kid has no mitzvah in kiddush and magid and benching and halal. So then, what purpose is the wine sitting there?
No, but we're holding now the kids a gil lechina according to Taisus,
but not in those other things, which is the purpose of the wine.
But again, if there's no drinking involved, so why can't the kid sit there with the cup in front of him? If there's some Indian of saying these things over al kais, I have it all al kais. I don't have to drink it.
But he has no mitzvah in those things that he's saying older.
He does. I'll skip it. He has to be mechonech and sipitz in time and this and that and the other. So let's take a look at the Prichadosh, number 13. All right, we'll get to it later. Already. So look at the Prichadosh. Udaloi kitaisin is the reish perak avim psochim chakasvu. The yesh litchos the chayov mishmaya brochas dal kama. Tanakama held that the kids don't have to necessarily drink four cups. They have to hear the recitation over four cups. Says the Prichadosh, the imkei, my mahadir luhu Rabbi Yehuda. Or is it this taina? V'chimata el seish l'tinoikis. V'aloi l'rabon, aloi kamri, el d'mechai v'shmi, avaloi b'shtiyah. No one ever said to drink them. Just sit there.
You know, when you first read the Gemara, Kol Chayavim Arba Kosos Halalo, it's just weird. Could it just stop there? Kol Chayavim. Echad Anashim,
yes.
Echad Anashim, Echad Tinokos was coming to tell us that each one of them has to do that Chiyav on its own. Whatever those rules are, but there are different rules for each of them.
It's not
the same. Good. Otherwise, it was redundant.
So usually we have a cloud. Again, usually when a Mishnah says the words, Zach cloud is coming to be married or something. This is a Braisa. It's not a Mishnah. I mean, I guess the Gemara wanted to lay out who am I including in this Akol. Akol Asuya Yimai. The Gemara always asks, Akol Asuya Yimai.
Right?
So the Rashash has a little bit of a different question. The Rashash asks, this Gemara was after Rabbi Shimon Levi. So why doesn't the Gemara bring this as a right to Rabbi Shimon Levi? Rabbi Shimon Levi walked into town with a bomb, Chedish, woman, Achayim, Dal Kaisis. It's a Braisa. Not Rabbi Shimon Levi's Chedish, the Rashash. Ask his Kashem Sakham. Can't exactly understand his Teretz, but at least I see his Kashem. Right. So Ayin Shom, he asked his Kashem. But let's see the Prichadosh's Teretz. We got to get to this Avud Raham today. He writes, Elo Iker Drabon Mechayv Lechanach Tinoikis B'Yayin, Afo Pishayin Te'elos Lahem Bezer. Why? Duchol the Tikkun Rabon B'Kotten Dumi De Godel. Duchayech the Begodel Afo Pishayin Mazikin, Adal Kaisis Chayv Lechstoisim Te'el Besefiut. Who had the name of the Kodesh Yigil Lechanach Afo Pishayin Mazikul Ayayin Mechayv Midrabon. Says the Prichadosh, I don't understand Rabbi Huda. The Tanakam is 100% right. Kids that hit the age of chinuch have to learn how to do mitzvahs. It's not fun. Well, it's not fun for adults either. Not every adult loves drinking dal kaisis, but you got to do it. So, frek to prichadosh, what's Rabbi Huda's taina mata el seish b'yayin? If we're talking about now, it's a gil chinuch, and you're not even drinking the yayin. So what's the taina of Rabbi Huda?
What tachlis of dvaros?
To teach him,
The chinuch is right because it still has to be alokais, even if you don't drink.
Right. So the chinuch is you're teaching him that there's da'am musig of saying the alokais is alayayin. You're going to get the yayin.
So you're not negative. You're asleep at 10 o'clock and doesn't want to stay around. By all means, you have to keep him up, according to this.
You should try. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Try. Now, I want to get this Avud Raham. Listen to this Avud Raham. Gevaldik. Avud Raham. Uktanim tzorech lahatimon mishiyari akaisim. The children have to taste from the leftover cups. They ain't sarich koishal, they don't need their own full cup. Elohu shoyse reiva kois. The father drinks the majority of the kois. The hashar matima l'tinoikis. And the left he gives to the kid to taste. What's this Avud Raham about? A peril. This is nishtahi nishtaher. Tanakama says he's chayiv. Rabbi Huda says he's pot. Talk to Avud Raham. Give him the leftovers.
He's
the practical.
Oh, the teretz is. What is it? But that wouldn't be chinuch. Well, first of all, two kashas. Is this Avud Raham talking about? Is the Avud Raham talking about kids a gil chinuch or kids shloi gil chinuch? Not clear. If he's talking about a gil chinuch, then this is bad chinuch. Elamai l'chayr, you're going to have to learn that Avud Raham is in the Rashbam's camp. We're going shloi gil chinuch. But the Rashbam, he says ketanim and nechrami. Exactly, it's hard to know. But I think there's a lumbus over from this Avud Raham. This Avud Raham is beautiful with the biskarov. Why? We're not going to make kids chayv dal kaisis regularly. That's ridiculous. But we got to get them somewhere. So we give them epis, the leftovers. We give them somehow epis that kids should know you are oichid have a shaykhis to dal kaisis. Not the same level as women, not the same obligation as men, but you have a connection. No, it's not. Chinuch would be to do it the real way.
Giving them a tima, this seems almost more beneficial at the end of the day.
Right? This is why you give the kids on Shabbos morning and Friday night. You give them a little kiddish, right?
It's a slow you would
be. I want to learn the Avud Raham as shaloy yigilachinuch. He's going like the Rashbam, but he's bothered with the kasha of Rabbi Huda. It's ridiculous. The answer is no. It's like the Biskarav said. We wanted to get kids involved some way, somehow. So we didn't give them the full-blown chiv, because that would be too much for the kid. But to say, oh, you put it because you're 5 years old. You didn't want to do either. So we gave them epis something. And this is a chiv. This is not stam, you know, a nice thing. This is a chiv on the children to have some shaykh as the dalek place.
But Rabbi Huda doesn't agree, you know.
This is, okay, he's going to the Tanakhama. This is the Tanakhama, right? Why?
There's that rule being three categories.
What's that? Oh, from the Gemara, Enochan, that cash. Now, till now, we all assumed that the Rashbam held, we're talking about a katan shalai yigilachem. If C. Pesach Frank changes the whole playing field, if C. Pesach Frank can say for Hadras Kodesh number 15, he says, no, we missed on the subshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam really means yigilachem. Oh, 1 second. If the Rashbam really means yigilachem, so why was it because this taina haliptur min amitzvus? That's not the taina. The taina should be is that it's under the age of, if it's a gil chinuch, then you're not part of a mitzvah. It's a chayv and chinuch. Says the Tzvi Pesach Frank number 15, beautiful. He says, "V'hanoch in the farish kam divrei harashbam shamachloikis b'ktanim shegil chinuch." Says the Tzvi Pesach Frank, even the Rashbam holds we're talking about children above the age of chinuch. Umashe kasal v'sheheim nigalu. So what are you saying? Because they were also redeemed. You know why the chayv because they're chayv and chinuch. Says the Tzvi Pesach Frank very gishmak. He says no, because maybe this mitzvah we wouldn't use chinuch for. Because at the end of the day, the kids don't like it. The kids don't enjoy the yayin. So why would you be mechayev or mechanach, a child, in a mitzvah that is just gets nothing out of it? So we're going to talk about the Asher has a beautiful pshat at Machlokes Tanakam Rebbe Yehuda was whether or not you can use grape juice. We'll get to Blina the next week. So he's tiny. Zok the Rebbe Tzvi Pesach Frank. Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda, the Tanakam said like this. He said, I think the kids are 8 chenuk. But I'm not going to be mechanic. Right? He argues on the pre-chadosh. He thinks there's no purpose of being mechanic a child in a mitzvah that he's not even really doing the purpose of the mitzvah. Because the chelik of dal kaisis is the enjoyment. And the kid's not getting anything out of it anyways. That's why we need the svar of afheim nigal. Why? Is enechanami. If this would be any other mitzvah in the world, we wouldn't kick in the mitzvah of chinuch. The only reason why we kick in the mitzvah of chinuch is because since afheim nigalu, we wanted desperately for children to be involved in this mitzvah. Therefore, we pushed aside the other factor of the kids not enjoying it and made it like a regular mitzvah, and now mechayv the mas chinuch. Now, lefizeh would also answer up the steer in the Rashbam. Why? Because over here, the reason why he says afim nigalu is not to push aside the svara, like afim nigalu just to explain why I want them to be chayv and chinuch. Maybe you don't need such a strong svara of ikar anes nasa yodam, because we have a regular rule on the books called chinuch. By an isha, I had to push aside this mountain called Afman Grom. By a child, I don't have a mountain to push aside. If anything, children are supposed to be chayv in mitzvahs als chinuch. But I have another problem called, well, the kids don't really get anything out of it. Okay, good. So even though they don't get anything out of it, it's kedai because of Afim Nigal. According to Tzvi Pesach Frank, it's no longer steering Rashbam. It's very geschmack now. Because the role of Afim Nigalu, Shagam Nigalu, was just to say why we're mechayv them in chinuch, because they're anyways of the age of chinuch. We just needed to explain why we don't say they exempt them from chinuch because they don't get the full experience from the mitzvah. So if he's there, according to the Rashbam, we are talking about a gil chinuch. It's a whole different sugya according to Tzvi Pesach Frank. Mitzvah next week, we'll see the other camp in Rishayim, how they learned the Gemara and how they learned the machloikis. Then we'll see how it comes out. Some interesting halukim, perhaps even halachah lemaisa as well.
So if I hate wine, which I do,
yeah,
is it better to have grape juice?
The machloikis achrayim.